The Interim Board of Cricket South Africa has released the full Fundudzi forensic report into the public domain. It's pretty damning. 456 pages, that report shows just how rotten the leadership at CSA was over the past few years, with clear violations of corporate governance, credit card abuse, other catastrophic failures too. Spoo Mjikeliso is the Sports 24 deputy editor. Spoo, thanks for your time today. Run us through some of those findings, and is it as bad as we knew it was?
Yeah, hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. Well, it is as bad as we pictured, and probably worse than that. It only arrived at around 4 yesterday, and a lot of us haven't really had a chance to pore over its contents quite in minute detail, but we'll certainly have a chance to do that. It is available freely. You can just download it on the Cricket South Africa website for anybody who has time to spare and go through all 450-odd pages that are in there. And
well, if there's anyone out there that wants to read it, you are welcome to. You can go to the website and download it and let us know what you think about it. Spoo, I want to ask you also about this issue of the Proteas not taking the knee at their match against England tomorrow. Mark Boucher's come in for a lot of abuse for what seems to be a blanket decision. Where are we on that?
Yeah, I think there might have been some, you know, out of context comments made by Takis or Amara, I think, with effect to Mark Boucher. A lot of people construed those to mean that Boucher took the decision on his own. I wasn't at the press conference, so that took place because that's in Cape Town. So I wasn't quite sure what to make of that, but it seems like it was a team decision, and England have taken a similar team decision. And I guess everybody else has to just, you know, I don't want to say abide by that, but I guess they have to go with that. It's up to everybody else to see whether they want to criticize the overall decision. But I don't necessarily think it should be placed at the door of Mark Boucher. It's just a matter of how does it look for a country like South Africa with its history, obviously.
Yeah, Spoo Mjikeliso, Sports 24 deputy editor. Thanks for that update. I'm just looking forward to seeing cricket actually being played tomorrow, but I think a lot of people will be watching to see what happens if anyone does actually decide to take the knee.